Welcome to the Blueprint, Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Clement, Member of Parliament. With me today will be John Broussard on Justin Trudeau's latest insults to veterans. Join us on this very special program.
You're listening to the Blueprint, Canada's Conservative Podcast.
Is the Prime Minister actually saying that taxpayers should be on the hook when he breaks the law?
Going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior.
All these deficits leading to nothing but burying Canadians in taxes.
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
Welcome to the Blueprint, Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Clement, Member of Parliament. And with me for the first segment is John Broussard, our Member of Parliament for Barrie Innisfil. John, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's been quite an active week for Mr. Trudeau when it comes to veterans. Not in a good way, I might add. Certainly in an insulting way. Why don't you go through some of the things that have been going on?
Well, the Prime Minister was in Edmonton last week, and he was doing his town halls right across the country, stopped in Edmonton. Had a few questions, one of them in particular from a veteran who served in the Canadian Armed Forces, served in Afghanistan, unfortunately lost his leg in Afghanistan. And he had a simple question for the Prime Minister. Why aren't we getting what you promised in terms of the pension, the lifelong pension that the Prime Minister, and in a completely shameful and embarrassing way, the Prime Minister's response to that veteran was, well, veterans are asking more than what we can give right now. And he was talking in particular as well about the court case, the Equitas court case. And I just thought that was shameful because this is a Prime Minister, Tony, that, you know, stood in Belleville with his hand over his heart. He promised a return to lifelong pension for veterans. He said that no veteran shall ever have to fight their government.
Called it a sacred obligation.
Well, he's referred to sacred obligation. I actually have printed off how many times he's referred to it. It's at least 30 times since he came into government. And so it was just a shameful display and embarrassing, not just for our country, but, embarrassing for these veterans, many of them who supported the Prime Minister based on those two promises alone in the last election.
Should mention that the exchange between Mr. Trudeau and the courageous veteran, that's been seen over 10 million times by Canadians, and it still is generating a lot of commentary. Let's talk a little bit about this promise that he made, not to sue veterans or not to pursue these matters in court. Mm-hmm. That's another broken promise, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the thing about the Prime Minister is he took advantage of an opportunity, and the opportunity was that the Equitas case had been filed. It related to pensions post-new veterans charter compared to pre-veterans charter when veterans had a lifelong pension. So he saw an opportunity to effectively, shoot for the stars and hoping to hit the moon with a campaign promise. But it goes back to Aaron O'Toole. Aaron was trying to fix the issue. In fact,
he was a former minister.
Former Minister of Veterans Affairs, somebody who has been a great mentor to me on the Veterans File because he knows the Veterans File intimately. He developed an abeyance agreement with the Equitas Group. And so he was in the process of working out an agreement, and that's widely known among everybody that was involved, not just Aaron, but those within the Equitas Group. The abeyance agreement was held. Unfortunately, Aaron ran out of runway because of the election. So in between that period, Trudeau saw that opportunity. He leaped at it, made those promises. And ironically enough, after the abeyance agreement was up in May of 2016, what's the first thing that the Prime Minister does? Take veterans to court. Reinstituted the Equitas lawsuit. Not only did he start it again, but he also brought back the same government lawyers who were arguing the case before Aaron developed the abeyance agreement, which, this guy was really anti-veteran. And
right.
And so Trudeau sent two clear messages. Number one, the falseness of the promise that he would never take his veterans to court, and secondly, by bringing back the lawyer who was arguing the case on the behalf of the government, really was a kick in the gut for
these veterans. It's almost a double victimization for these people.
Double victimization, and then when he, you know, promises a lifelong pension and doesn't deliver it. In fact, I think probably the most telling part of this whole thing with the lifelong pension and the announcement that O'Regan made just a couple of days before Christmas, absolutely the worst time to make these type of announcements, especially when they don't fulfill their promise. David Common of the CBC, who is their veterans reporter, it was Murray Brewster of the CBC, who's their veterans reporter, asked the Minister of Veterans Affairs, can you guarantee that this new pension for life is the same or more than what a veteran would have got under the old system? So in other words, is it equal? Is it one veteran, one standard? And the Minister of Veterans Affairs said, no, I cannot guarantee it. So that tells me that they know, the government knows, the Minister of Veterans Affairs and the Prime Minister knows that this pension for life that they announced is not the same.
It's going to be a sham.
It's not the same as what they had promised unequivocally to veterans and what was understood broadly among the veterans community when Justin Trudeau made that promise in Belleville.
One other thing that came out of Veteran Brock's intervention at that town hall meeting with Mr. Trudeau is the fact that, you know, they're spending on other things. He draw the distinction between the Cotter settlement of $10.5 million versus what veterans would like to see. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, again, I mean, just absolute shameful behavior on the part of the Prime Minister. You know, this is a government, Tony, who has no problem with tens of billions of dollars in debt and deficits, no problem with billions of dollars to the United Nations, no problem with billions of dollars to all of Justin Trudeau's pet projects around the world, no problem giving Omar Khadr $10.5 million. But our veterans are asking for more than what the government can give right now. I think that is absolutely reprehensible. The fact that he made those promises, that particular promise on the pension, and then says that they're, the veterans, are asking for more than he can give. I mean, what more can you say about that? And you know what? Politically, you've seen the reaction across the country. You've seen the reaction
pretty,
among
emphatic,
veterans. Yeah, I mean, he's opened a deep, deep wound. And I'm telling you, I traveled across the country this summer, Tony, as you know, meeting with veterans groups. I was on Charles Adler last week, and Charles Adler said to me, so, you know, what is it that the veterans are looking for? And you know what they're looking for? They've lived through a generation of bullshit, and they're tired of it. They want to know the truth. What can we do for you? And if we can do something, then do it. If we promise something, keep that promise. If we can't do something, tell them why we can't do it. That's all they're looking for, right? And in this case,
it used to be called respect.
Respect, but again, when it comes back to that sacred obligation, which is critically important, and I don't think there's a Canadian out there, a Canadian that's listening to this podcast that doesn't agree that the government should be doing all we can for our veterans. You know, they're willing to go out there, they're willing to put their life on the line, they're willing to have Canada's back. All they ask for is for Canada to have their back when they return. Not just their back, but the backs of their family as well. And I don't think it's too much to ask. And we are working right now with Phil McColeman, who's our Shadow Minister of Veterans Affairs, to come up with good policies as we head into the next election. Not bolt our veterans, but tell them what we can do for them based on that sacred obligation that we have for them.
John Broussard, Member of Parliament, great to have you on the program. I certainly wish you and Phil McColeman, another hardworking member of our Conservative caucus, the best of success and some good, positive policies for veterans in the future, and also holding Mr. Trudeau to account that exchange that was captured from his town hall really shows the real Justin Trudeau. I mean, the mask kind of fell away for a couple of minutes there, and we saw something that was quite nasty and uncaring.
Everything is fake. Everything is false. Everything is contrived with these guys. All they want is for what plays out on Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. You know, when it gets into policy decision-making behind closed doors, they don't live up to it. And in fact, I will suggest this, Tony, that the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, lied to our veterans.
Well, there you hear it, folks. Thank you very much for being on the program. Thank you for joining us here on Blueprint. We'll be back with our next guest momentarily.
You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. Browse all of our episodes at podcast.conservative.ca. And now, back to The Blueprint and your host, Tony Clement.
And here's Peter Kent launching the campaign itself earlier this week.
Good afternoon. Bonjour à tous. As we all know, in barely seven sitting days of the House, since the Ethics Commissioner found the Prime Minister to have broken the law by violating four major sections of the Conflict of Interest Act, he has refused to offer any meaningful discussion in the House, and more important, he has refused to accept any consequences. Now, no one argues with legitimate security and travel expenses on official business. But by spending more than $200,000 on an ill-considered, illegal vacation and refusing to repay those improper expenses, the Prime Minister has shown again his disdain for the rules of the House, his disdain for his own ethical guidelines, and as important, his disregard, his disrespect for fellow members of Parliament. Now, members of the House deserve meaningful answers to reasonable questions. Canadians deserve answers. But most important of all, Canadian taxpayers deserve to be repaid the hundreds of thousands of dollars improperly spent on his illegal vacation. So that's why today we are launching the Pay It Back initiative, an opportunity for all Canadians to communicate to the Prime Minister that they expect him to do the right thing and pay it back. Now, they can do that in any number of ways. They can do it by telephone to his constituency office in Papineau. They can do it by calling the Prime Minister's office here in Ottawa. They can use email, or they can, in a very simple manner, uncomplicated, doesn't cost a cent, take any envelope you might have in the House and address it to the Prime Minister, Parliament of Canada, Ottawa, postal code K1A016, and then on the back, you don't have to put anything into the envelope, on the back, inscribe, pay it back. Send it to the Prime Minister and communicate your urging that the Prime Minister do the right thing and repay Canadian taxpayers for those improper expenses paid on his illegal vacation by Canadian taxpayers. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.